Douglas Mpuga, sitting in for Sonny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahes.
Douglas, I understand that the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing tops your sports report this evening.
That's right, Yahes. Thank you. 1 year after the deadly Boston Marathon bombings, the northeastern U.S. city today pays solemn tribute to the victims of the attack at one of the world's premier sporting events. VOA's Victor Beatty reports church bells will toll at the precise time the first bomb exploded at the race finish line April 15, 2013, killing three people and wounding more than 250 others.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden joined state and local officials as well as bombing survivors at a ceremony at Boston's Heinz Convention Center. Mr. Biden is expected to deliver remarks in tribute to victims as well as survivors and first responders. There will also be a flag-raising ceremony and a moment of silence at the race's finish line. Two pressure cooker devices, allegedly hidden in backpacks by two brothers of Chechen descent, 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his 20-year-old brother Johar, sent metal fragments through the crowd of bystanders. Several people lost limbs. Mark Forcaro lost his right leg from above the knee.
I woke up on the ground with the firefighter on me, putting a tourniquet on my leg.
He sustained other shrapnel wounds and could still lose his left leg. Another bombing survivor, Roseanne Sedoya, lost the bottom of her right leg in the bombing and says she wishes the tragedy had never happened.
I don't think anybody knows what they're capable of doing until you're forced to be in it. And, you know, I think most people would want to get back to normal. And I think that's what I want to do is, and I sound so cliche, but I just want to be normal. I want to be pre-April 15th.
The blast set off a multi-day manhunt that ended with Tamerlan Tsarnaev dead from a shootout with police and Johar being arrested in a Boston suburb. He is due to go on trial in November on 30 federal charges and will face the death penalty. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. As for the Boston Marathon, a tradition that dates to 1897, it will be held Monday with an expanded field of about 36,000 runners, some 9,000 more than in 2013. Organizers have boosted security with cameras installed along the route and thousands of police and hundreds of National Guard troops set to be deployed in the area. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Still in athletics, the International Athletics Federation Council has approved the timetable for the 2015 World Championships in Beijing. The IAAF Council is meeting for the third time in its history in Dakar, Senegal, with IAAF President Lamine Diack taking the opportunity to say farewell to his fellow council members in his home city. The 2015 World Championships in Beijing will run from 22nd to 30th August. The council also approved entry standards for the 10,000-meter marathons, race walking, and combined events as follows. For men, the qualifying time for the 10,000 meters is 27 minutes, 0.45, and for 32 minutes for women. The marathon event qualifying time has been set at 2 hours and 18 minutes and 2 hours and 44 minutes for men and women, respectively. The council also approved the timetable for the 2015 IAAF World Cross Country Championships in Guiyang, China, that has set for March 28, 2015. And it's also set the date of 26th March for the 2016 edition of the IAAF World Half Marathon Championships in Cardiff, Great Britain.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Missing breaking news is something that you never have to worry about.
VOAAfrica.com.
It's always there on our website. VOAAfrica.com. First, fast, fair, and in-depth news is what you get.
Now to our weekly countdown to the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. It's just less than 2 months to the opening march in Brazil. And for an update, let's go to Lagos, Nigeria, and join Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at DMA. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas. Serious concerns remain about Brazil's readiness. There are doubts over whether stadiums will be finished in time, and it is highly unlikely that all promised infrastructure work will be completed. Organizers will also have to worry about the widespread street protests that are expected during the tournament. Demonstrators are already unhappy about corruption, poor public services, and the billions of dollars being spent to host the World Cup and the 2016 Olympics. Right now, three stadiums and several airports are not ready. Despite the delays, President Sepp Blatter of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, said the 2014 World Cup will be the, quote, most successful of all time, unquote. Blatter made the promise to Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, according to Rousseff's office. Rousseff said she spoke with Blatter on the phone for 10 minutes and accepted his invitation to attend FIFA's 64th Congress in Sao Paulo on June 10th, 2 days before the kickoff of the World Cup in the city. Well, whatever happens, one country that will be looking forward to a successful World Cup is Cameroon. The indomitable Lions will be looking to recapture the good old days. Cameroon became the first African team to reach the World Cup quarterfinals at the 1990 tournament in Italy. The country has qualified for all but one World Cup since, only missing out on the 2006 edition in Germany. At the last World Cup in South Africa, Cameroon had a disappointing outing, losing to the Netherlands, Japan, and Denmark. But that is now history. In South Africa, we completely veered off target, Cameroon midfielder John Macon said. But I think we have a better team now with better organization, and the players are happy and united. Last month, the indomitable Lions were routed 5-1 by Portugal in their first warm-up match for the tournament. But Cameroon will try to regroup during a training camp in Austria from May 20th to 31st. The team will play two friendlies against Macedonia and Paraguay before putting the finishing touches to its preparations against Germany on June 1st. In Brazil, Cameroon will play Mexico on June 13th, then Croatia on June 18th, and Brazil on June 23rd. Another of Africa's five representatives in Brazil is Ghana. The Black Stars are also looking forward to a brilliant outing at the World Cup, despite being in a tough group. Football fans at home will have an opportunity to see the Black Stars in action before they fly out to begin preparations for the World Cup. According to the Ghana Football Association, a farewell game has been arranged for the Black Stars against home-based players in the domestic leagues on May 31st at the Accra Sports Stadium in the nation's capital. Players from the Premier League as well as Divisions 1 and 2 will be selected to form the local squad, which will take on Kwesi Appiah's side. The Black Stars will begin official preparations with a friendly match against Holland on May 25th before moving to their training camp in the United States. Ghana is grouped with three-time world champion Germany, Portugal, and the United States in the first phase of the 2014 World Cup. Apart from Cameroon and Ghana, other teams that will fly the African flag in Brazil are Algeria, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Mpuga in Washington.
Thank you, Segun. Now from Lagos, let's move straight to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma with some more sports news.
Libya is jointly with El Salvador, Kazakhstan, Moldova and Vietnam the most improved national teams in the world, while Liberia has slipped by the widest margins according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland. The Elephants of Ivory Coast are Africa's highest ranked team in 21st place. Egypt is 24th, Algeria 25th, Ghana 38th, Cape Verde Islands 42nd and African champions Nigeria 45th. Tunisia is 49th, Cameroon 50th, Guinea 51st, and Mali 59th. Meanwhile, hosts Mauritania pipped Mauritius 1-0 in the opening round of their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations preliminaries in Nouakchott over the weekend. Elsewhere, South Africa fought hard from a 2-0 deficit to hold their Zimbabwean visitors to a 2-2 draw in a women's football friendly in Soweto.
Thanks. That was Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. And that's all the time we have for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Now back to you, Yahias.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Friday, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 UTC right here on the Voice of America. And in our feature segment, we focus on South Africa, the continent's only nuclear power. And next, in Malawi, an anti-AIDS organization is working to teach youths living with HIV/AIDS how to cope with the infection. But first, some music. Here is Karfala Kante of Guinea with Badenya Bonya.
Dembaya lilabi, kwani saya hamintala na tadu yana.